Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
Good morning, I'm Rich Hunter. Coming up,
two women facing charges after a relative found dead in their home. I'm Ralph Fox.
Prince George's County Schools called on to act after an attempted shooting on a bus. I'm Matt Kofta.
Charges in Loudoun County after 100 dogs, cats, and rabbits are found in deplorable conditions. I'm Sandy Kozell.
It's 9 a.m.
is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The U.S. is warning China against any more threatening or risky behavior after sailing a warship too close to an American ship in Taiwan. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
I voiced my concern about the irresponsible behavior we've seen with the close intercepts and the coercive behavior that we see in the waterways.
China's Defense Minister Li Shangfu also spoke through an interpreter.
Attempts to push the NATO-like alliances are a way of kidnapping countries and exaggerating conflicts and confrontations.
Beijing blamed Washington for the miscommunication, but insists Taiwan is its territory. In India, crews have found at least one more survivor this morning, days after a deadly train derailment that's killed about 300 people and injured hundreds more.
Search and rescue teams ramped up their efforts with sniffer dogs and cutting equipment to find and free the living and the dead still trapped in the mangled wreckage.
That's CBS's Remy Innocencio. A broken signal may have caused the crash. If you want to know. Loved ones held a funeral for 14-year-old Cyrus Carmack Belton yesterday in Columbia, South Carolina. The owner of a gas station is now accused of shooting the teen in the back because he thought the boy had stolen some water bottles. YouTube is reversing its election misinformation policy. Here's CBS's Dana Jacobson.
The social media company announced Friday it will no longer remove content that falsely claims widespread fraud, errors, or glitches occurred in the 2020 presidential election or any other past U.S. presidential elections. Under that policy, former President Trump himself was banned from YouTube for nearly 2 years after he claimed, without evidence, that the election was stolen.
A federal judge has overturned Tennessee's controversial drag ban. CBS's Allison Keyes.
The federal judge ruled Friday that a Tennessee law banning drag shows in public or in places where children may see them is unconstitutional. The judge says it violates freedom of speech protections. The Tennessee law was the first in the nation to directly target drag shows.
Meantime, Disney kicked off gay days this weekend in Florida as the state pushes more anti-LGBTQ legislation. Gay Days director Chantel Rich.
This is exactly the situation which what created Gay Days. When people tried to say we could not be, we could not gather, we could not be a community. Now is the more important when we have a government that's making decisions trying to say that to us.
Civil rights organizations have warned Florida may not be safe for the queer community, but organizers are still encouraging visitors to attend. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's 9:03 on Sunday morning, June the 4th, 64 degrees, climbing to the 70s this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Dan Roman. Thanks for joining us. The top local stories we're following this hour here at WTOP. It was a routine welfare check in Landover. It led to the arrest of a mother and a daughter.
A 911 call Friday led police to a home on Hill Road just off Central Avenue, where 44-year-old Candace Craig let them in. After a brief search, they found the body of Craig's mother, 71-year-old Margaret Craig, dead in the basement. Police believe Craig killed her mother back on May 23rd and then had her daughter, 19-year-old Celia Hardy, helped dispose of the remains. A motive has not been determined. Both women are being held at the Department of Corrections. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
New this morning at WTOP, the School Bus Drivers Union in Prince George's County says it wants more security for students and drivers after three suspects attempted to shoot another student last month.
You don't want the schoolyard to be the graveyard.
Martin Diggs, president of Local 2250, the union that represents Prince George's County bus drivers, says what happened to Natalie Brower should have never gotten to that point.
We need to have individuals posted up in places before incidents happen, not being reactive when something happens.
The union now asking for more cameras, more security, and more training for personnel.
The responses that have been so far is that we can't make these changes due to budgetary implications. So are we actually saying we can't make any changes until someone gets killed?
Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
The alleged mistreatment of animals by an animal rescue organization in Loudoun County has led to the arrest, has led to more than a dozen criminal charges.
The former operators of the Luck of the Irish Animal Rescue in Round Hill are facing charges after an animal cruelty investigation found more than 100 animals living in filthy, unhealthy conditions. Investigators say that at the home of 51-year-old Kimberly Hall and 22-year-old Alex Hall, who ran the operation along with 50-year-old Nicole Metz, the floors were covered with feces and urine, with most of the animals confined in stacked crates. Most needed veterinary care. Text messages reportedly revealed that Metz and Hall brought some of the pets from out of state, including diseased cats and dogs that had attacked other dogs, claiming they'd been found as strays. Sandy Kozel, WTOP News.
We have seen the weather heading up the last week or so, and now vets are sending a friendly reminder to make sure that we take care of our pets in the warmer weather.
Michelle Riley has two 11-year-old pugs, Oscar and Ollie. She knows the rules for pet summer safety.
Checking out for the hot asphalt, that's one thing that a lot of people forget.
Something else, summer brings mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks, which can carry dangerous heartworms.
Summer is absolutely the time of year when you want to make sure that your dogs are prevented against those types of things.
Her pet's vet, Dr. Peter Eag at the Poolsville Veterinary Clinic, agrees. One of his biggest no-no, leaving your pets inside vehicles, even if the windows are down.
1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, no way. 85 degree temperature outside, it's 120 degrees inside the car within 10 minutes.
Gigi Barnett, WTOP News.
From battling mosquitoes to organizing the garage, homeowners these days have few chores to do at the start of the summer.
To reduce the mosquito population, eliminate their habitat. Mosquitoes lay eggs in still water. So empty any standing water around the yard in toys, plastic tarps, or buckets. The Washington Post's home maintenance checklist for summer also recommends cleaning out the garage. Besides getting rid of things you don't need, also properly dispose of unneeded hazardous materials, including paints and pesticides. Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
And WTOP is proud to announce this morning we won several awards at the Chesapeake Associated Press Broadcasters Association. The ceremony held last night in Ocean City. We took top awards for the Outstanding Newscast and the Outstanding Year-Round Local Newscast in the radio division. 5 awards in all. To check the winners, go to our website at WTOP.com. Coming up on WTOP after traffic and weather, well, what's the secret to a long and happy marriage? We'll have the story coming up. WTOP News Time is 9:07.
Get a Precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go to Monique in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thanks, Dan. Our Sunday commute is off to a good start, minus one hiccup that's been struggling on the outer loop of the Beltway. If you're traveling in Maryland through College Park, it is on the brakes on the outer loop from 201 as you make your way toward Route 1. That long-standing crash cleanup has been there for a few hours now. An overnight vehicle fire involving a heavy-duty vehicle. Right now, we have two wreckers that are on the scene attempting to clear what's left of the cleanup. So at the moment, two left lanes are getting you by the activity rather slowly. You're looking at least a 2-mile backup there. But once you're beyond the activity, the pace does improve. The inner loop of the Beltway, no mishaps to report. If you're traveling to or from Baltimore along I-95 or the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, travel lanes flowing freely. No mishaps to report along Route 50 from an
Minneapolis to the Bay Bridge. It is smooth sailing as you make your way across, with two lanes traveling east, three lanes traveling west. No trouble heading to or from Frederick along I-70 or 270. Inside the district, travel lanes looking pretty good. DC 295, no mishaps to report in either direction. Same goes for I-295, both to and from the Capitol Beltway. Now, we do have events setting up in the district. Today is Open Streets DC, which will be affecting traffic on 12th Street South Northeast, both ways between Franklin Street Northeast and Michigan Avenue. Expect to be under police direction there. Heading into Virginia, Capitol Beltway looking good between the American Legion and Woodrow Wilson bridges. I-66 has been a quiet ride this morning. However, eastbound 66 just before the exit for Sudley, this is exit 47, we have a potential broken down along the right side, not blocking, but distracting. Along the I-95 corridor, you're in good shape between Springfield to points as far south as Stafford. Jiffy Lube service centers keep you moving, from oil changes and tire rotations to filters and wipers to a full range of services. Let JiffyLubeDC.com help you, a location near you. I'm Monique Blyther, WTOP Traffic.
Now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Highs today around 76, lows tonight back down to 56 degrees. That means the suburbs down to the 40s once we start tomorrow morning. Now, with the drier air sticking around throughout the week, that means not much in the way of rain chances. Possibly a slight chance Tuesday night, but like yesterday, most of us won't see the rain. Highs tomorrow at 81. Highs on Tuesday, 85. Wednesday, it's 82 degrees. We'll just put average temperatures on repeat throughout the work week with plenty of sunshine. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans with First Alert Weather.
Around our area, 63 in Reston, 62 in Bethesda. Woodbridge checks in at 61 degrees. The weather brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today to schedule your free in-home estimate. Money News, 10 and 40 after the hour. Here's Bloomberg's Lisa Mateo.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. The secret to a happier and longer marriage is having a joint bank account. That's according to a new study from the Indiana University Kelley School of Business.
We recruited 230 engaged and newlywed couples. These were couples who all had separate accounts, and we paid them to either keep it separate, merge their money into a joint account, or do whatever they want.
Scott Rick, Associate Professor of Marketing at the Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan and one of the authors of the study, says by the end of the 2 years, the joint account couples were better off.
They argue over money less. They are happier with how they're both spending money. They're more at peace with it. They're more communal. It's not your money and my money. It's our money.
There were a few hurdles.
Some difficult conversations like, oh my gosh, you spent X on Y? I can't believe it. And while those may have happened, it looks like eventually those conversations helped couples get on the same page.
From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Lisa Mateo on WTOP.
Coming up on WTOP, UPS and the Teamsters Union go back to the bargaining table tomorrow. We'll get the details coming up. WTOP News Time is 9:12.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Coming up in sports in just a few minutes, the Nats will try to win their rubber game today against the Phillies downtown, and the Orioles are on the West Coast, San Francisco. They're going to try to win their interleague series as well against the Giants. We'll have those stories with Jay Brooks, 9:13.
Oh, it's all good. My new friend Optima Health has me feeling bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Optima Health knows residents in Northern Virginia want only the good stuff from a health plan. That's why they offer convenient options so you can get the care you need, including a 24/7 nurse advice line and a broad network that doesn't require referrals. But that's not all they have to offer. Visit OptimaHealth.com to learn more. Optima Health, a health plan you can count on.
In today's digital landscape, staying competitive means staying ahead. Accelerate your digital transformation journey with GDIT's Digital Accelerators. Harness the power of advanced AI, resilient cyber, connectivity at the edge, and scalable cloud with rapidly deployable solutions tailored to your agency's mission. Supercharge your agency's digital transformation with GDIT's Digital Accelerators. Start your journey at GDIT.com.
At Uline, the prevailing opinion is, if you don't live it, you don't believe it. The people at Uline believe in hard work, and they live it by being there 24/7 to answer your call, having 41,000 items in stock, and offering same-day shipping from 12 locations across North America. Business owners, sellers, buyers, shippers, and packers believe it. Uline is the hard-working, dependable source for your shipping and industrial supplies. Visit Uline.com.
WTOP News Time, it's now 9:15. I'll just keep hitting the buttons till I find the right one. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dan Ronan. Amazon is charged with violating the law that regulates what companies can do about the information they collect from children. Federal regulators have brought charges saying Amazon did not admit to doing anything wrong, but has agreed to pay a $25 million fine and change its privacy practices. Consumer man Herb Weisbaum is a contributing editor at Checkbook.org, has details.
Amazon proudly boasts that it builds its devices with your privacy in mind. But as this case demonstrates, the company doesn't always live up to its promises. The Federal Trade Commission and the Department of Justice charged the retail giant with violating the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act rule, COPPA, by keeping children's voice recordings forever and ignoring parents' requests to delete them. According to the federal complaint, Amazon prominently and repeatedly assured its users, including parents, that they could delete voice recordings collected from its Alexa voice assistant and geolocation information collected by the Alexa app. The company broke its promises, the lawsuit alleges, when it kept sensitive voice and geolocation data for years and used that information that was unlawfully retained to help improve the Alexa algorithm.
You know, it's wrong to give parents the illusion that they have some control here when you're actually actively undermining their intent and what they want to do with their children's data. And we need to respect parents as gatekeepers and as guardians for their children.
Josh Golan is executive director of Fair Play, a nonprofit dedicated to helping kids thrive in an increasingly commercialized culture.
And the law is very clear that if you have a child under 13 and you are collecting data from them, first you have to get parental permission, but then you can only keep that data as long as you need it for the original purpose. Amazon, like many companies, was keeping that data forever because they thought they might have some other purposes for it down the road.
Amazon denies violating the law, insisting that it built Alexa with strong privacy protections and customer controls, and designed Amazon Kids to comply with the COPPA rule. The company said it settled the case to put the matter behind it. In a statement to Checkbook, Amazon said, quote, "As part of the settlement, we agreed to make a small modification to our already strong practices and will remove child profiles that have been inactive for more than 18 months unless a parent or guardian chooses to keep them." Amazon also agreed to pay a $25 million civil penalty and institute strong privacy safeguards.
That is consumer man Herb Weisbaum with Checkbook.org. Read more at WTOP.com. There we go. Now a look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. The Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is criticizing China for conducting what he says are dangerous aerial intercepts over the South China Sea. A Chinese fighter recently flew with what the U.S. says was in an unnecessarily aggressive manner near an American missile destroyer. Talks resume in Washington, D.C. tomorrow between the package giant UPS and the Teamsters Union over a five-year contract. At stake could be the delivery of your packages later this summer. The union says if there's not a contract, they could go out on strike. Keep it here on WTOP. Full details in the minutes ahead. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Monique is in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thanks, Dan. Our WTOP caller, Mike, updates the crash on the outer loop of the Beltway in College Park. That crash involving a tractor trailer caught fire last night. That fire has since been put out, but that tractor was carrying heavy produce. So at the moment, we've got produce on the outer loop of the Beltway. We have bobcats shoveling the produce out of the roadway, and that cleanup is not going anywhere fast. At the moment, two right lanes are blocked with the activity. Traffic is getting by slowly, staying to the left. You're looking at least a 2 mile backup. Travelers heading from 201 toward Route 1. Again, you're on the brakes. Once you're beyond the crash, the pace does improve. Now, no issues pending on the inner loop of the Beltway. Travel lanes looking pretty good along I-95 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Inside the district, we do have an event blocking lanes on 12th Street Northeast, both ways between Franklin Street Northeast and Michigan Avenue. That event will be taking place until 3 p.m. this afternoon. Heading over to Virginia, Beltway looking pretty good between Alexandria and Tysons. No issues pending along I-95 or I-395. If you're traveling eastbound 66 towards Sudley Road, we did have reports of the broken down blocking the right side. Jiffy Lube Service Centers keep you moving, from oil changes and tire rotations to filters and wipers to a full range of services. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com for a location near you. I'm Monique Blyther, WTOP Traffic.
Thanks. Now let's go to 7 News. First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans shaping up to be a pretty nice afternoon.
Oh, a very nice afternoon. Clouds are starting to break, so the sunshine is returning. Temperatures are in the 60s now. We're on our way up to 76 for a high. A little cooler than average for early June. So enjoy the nice cooler temperatures, the low humidity. And this forecast is pretty much on repeat throughout the entire week. Highs will be in the low 80s starting tomorrow through next Sunday. And then we're looking at overnight temperatures in the 50s and 60s too. In terms of the cloud cover, again, it's breaking right now. Sunshine for the afternoon. We'll have some more passing clouds each day throughout the week. As we talk rain chances, there's not really a lot to talk about. Maybe a slight chance Tuesday evening, but just like yesterday, I'm pretty sure a lot of us will miss out on the rain. So we really need the rain. There's a possible pattern change once we get toward June 13th and 14th. We'll keep an eye on the data. Right now, it's 61 in Arlington, 60 Bethesda, 60 as well in Tysons.
The weather brought to you by Len the Plumber. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Len the Plumber. Coming up, as we've been reporting, relations between China and the U.S. worsen. We'll explain what's taking place. 921.
Hi, I'm Sally, back with more Great Wolf Lodge breaking news. The new lodge in Maryland is opening with some awesome new features. Here's Steven, reporting live.
Hi, Sally. After hitching a ride with the Great Wolves, me and my pack enjoyed a big breakfast. And now I'm in the Great Geyser Water Park looking down the High Paw Holler. And guess what? I'm only a little scared.
Wow, Steven, I'm impressed. This is Sally, howling off from Great Wolf Lodge, Maryland.
Here's Simca Savecki-Bogan from the USDA on the Federal Executive Forum on Customer Experience in Government, sponsored by Verizon.
A year ago, USDA really, we made a huge step by putting our very first department-wide customer experience policy that really puts emphasis on how important it is to design for the people that we're serving, really focusing on the journey that they're taking.
To listen to the whole program from Trezza Media Group, log on to federalnewsnetwork.com, search Federal Executive Forum.
Success is picking up extra shifts, but now you want to be the boss. Success is getting your foot in the door, but now you want to take the next step. Success looks different to everyone. And for more than 75 years, University of Maryland Global Campus has been helping working adults like you succeed again. Choose from more than 125 degree and certificate programs with online and hybrid courses. Undergraduate courses start June 14th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate by CHEV.
This is WTOP News.
9:23 on a Sunday morning, the lawyer for the so-called shopping cart killer, the suspect Anthony Eugene Robinson, is asking a judge to delay an August trial because he has yet to receive a mental health evaluation to determine whether Robinson was insane when he allegedly killed two women in the Harrisonburg area back in 2021. As first reported by WTOP, his defense attorney is weighing an insanity defense and could argue his client was not guilty by reason of insanity in the deaths of 54-year-old Beth Redmond of Harrisonburg and 39-year-old Tanita Smith of Charlottesville. In 2022, Robinson was indicted on two counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of the two women and two counts of hiding their bodies. He was later indicted on a charge of aggravated murder and more than one person within 3 years, which is a Class 1 felony in the state of Virginia, the most serious under the state law. Summer is quickly approaching, meaning lots of fun events around town. We help you mark your calendars with the WTOP June Entertainment Guide.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
Get ready for Ed Sheeran at FedEx Field. John Legend hits Wolf Trap. TLC comes to Jiffy Lube Live. Paramore rocks Capital One Arena. The Kennedy Center stages The Lion King. National Theater presents Hadestown. Darius Rucker hits the anthem and the Atlantis. Natalie Merchant plays the Kennedy Center. And Indiana Jones 5 hits movie theaters. See the full guide on WTOP.com. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55. Powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
A lot of baseball to be played today, Jay Brooks.
That's right. We'll start with the Nats, who yesterday saw their two-game win streak come to an end to the Phillies 4-2 the final. Manager Dave Martinez on the Nationals' lack of offense.
You know, the bats will stay loaded. I guess it's a challenge for any team. Really see different, you know, different guys at almost every inning. But still, well, you got to make adjustments. So, you know, we'll come back tomorrow. Look, we got a chance to win another series tomorrow, so let's come back tomorrow and go 1-0 tomorrow.
Tomorrow, today, the series finale. Trevor Williams gets the 1:35 start in the rubber game. Baltimore was shut out by the Giants 4-0 in interleague play. Orioles skipper Brandon Hyde says the team ran into former Baltimore hurler Alex Cobb.
In the last couple of years, his stuff is back to where it was in the Tampa days, and he's throwing the ball extremely well right now.
Today, a 4:05 start as Tyler Wells throws for the O's. Elsewhere, college baseball NCAA tournament regionals. After a nearly five-hour weather delay, Dan, Maryland was trounced by Wake Forest 21-6. Virginia got by East Carolina 2-1. George Mason over Northeastern 11-3. West Virginia beating Ball State 13-5. Now today, Terps and George Mason go at it at 2 o'clock. WNBA Mystics gave the now 1-6 Minnesota Lynx their first win on the season. 80-78 the finals. Washington's two-game win streak was snapped following the 3-3 on the season. Up next, Washington at Seattle this Friday. The Storm, by the way, are 0-4. They host LA on Tuesday. Jay Brooks, WTOP Sports.
Thanks, Jay. We'll check in with you in about 30 minutes. Coming up on WTOP after traffic and weather, the top stories. Now, 9:26.
Kansas City Steak Company, another AmericanEagle.com success story. Started in 1932 as a family-owned butcher shop, today they're a leading distributor of superior all-American steaks delivered right to your door, ready for the grill and your taste buds. When it came to their website, an average site wouldn't